Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 21, we were taught that the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are both the temple and the light of the New Jerusalem. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We think of Tinseltown, maybe places like Las Vegas, Hollywood, and we think of those places and all the jewelry, and we think of Sin City. Because Satan has used these things to corrupt. Music, we think of it and how he has corrupted music, and he's corrupted a generation that affected a church, and now you walk into churches and we have the unholiness of a rock sound to the words of a pure Savior. And what an abomination and a blasphemous thing that is. And you see, my friend, with that going on, you read the Bible and you look at angels. What kind of jewels do you read about on the angels in the Bible? You don't see jewels on them. And you don't hear them singing. Every time you see them in Revelation, they don't join in singing. They join in saying. At Christmas time, hark the herald angels sing. They weren't singing. The Bible says they were saying. You see, those angels, those good angels that didn't fall, didn't want to have any association with the devil at all. And so there's no jewelry and there's no music from them, because they don't want that association. Now, it's not that jewelry is wrong. The Lord's going to give crowns. And it's not that music is wrong, because there's going to be singing in heaven. I'm just saying that with the angels, because Satan was in charge of it, and he corrupted it, and now he corrupts it on her. The main thing is, I want you to see that these are the precious stones of heaven before the fall. Now, verses 22 and 23 gives us the best description of all, as far as I'm concerned. He says, "And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof." Now, the word for temple is interesting here. It uses the Greek word Naus, or nous, however you want to pronounce it, N-O-U-S, which was used not only for the temple, but rather it was normally used to refer to a particular part of the temple. The most holy place, wherein dwelt the mercy seat. The abode of God upon the mercy seat. In 1 Corinthians, we're told that we are to be temples of the Holy Ghost. And the same Greek word is used there. You know, church is not about the building. It should be about the presence of God. And we meet together in a building, and we should meet together in a building. I don't think that it's wise to think outside God's box and start thinking inside the world's box. I think we need to stay in God's box and go out with the gospel to a lost and dying world, not try to make our box look like the world's box. I think we need to remember that God is holy, and we need to be holy. But nonetheless, we are to be temples of the Holy Spirit, and that temple is the nous, the nous. A church, again, should also be a place. When people walk in the door, they'll say, "God is here." And I hope that that's true of your church. it is mentioned the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the light thereof. Perhaps we're seeing Jesus Christ in both his humanity, the Lamb, and his deity, the Lord God Almighty. Revelation chapter 4, verse 8, Revelation chapter 11, verse 17, and Revelation chapter 15, verse 3, all refer to Jesus Christ as Lord God Almighty. I remind you of creation. Remember the sun, the moon, the stars? They were created on the fourth day. And yet, we read that there was a day and a night for 3 days before that. So, where did the light come for the first 3 days? Where did that light come from? Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And here we see that he is that light that lights up this new Jerusalem that's 7 times brighter than the sun. And so I believe that just as his clothes became white and glistering at the Mount of Transfiguration, now his person actually becomes this way, and the glory is being revealed, and it brightens this place. And we're able to dwell there because he's fashioned us like into his glorious body, and it will not slay us as it would have in this body that we are in right now. The city has no need of the sun or the moon because Christ's glory lightens it. And again, that glory is something. On the Mount of Transfiguration, it caused the three apostles to faint. Ezekiel, when he saw just a part of it, fell as a dead man. Paul, when he saw just a part of it, ended up blind for 3 days. And yet none of them seen it fully revealed as we will. Now, that does not mean there will not be a sun or a moon in those days, because there will be. But those are for the earth. In Psalms 148, verses 3 through 6, it says, praise ye him, sun and moon, praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heaven of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them for ever and ever, and hath made a decree which shall not pass. So, we see that the stars, the sun, the moon, are established for ever and ever. But just as the moon turns red, as it turns like into blood, and the sun refuses to shine, they also are going to be made over, as will we. And they become eternal in this eternal kingdom. The most important thing right now to understand that Jesus is the light in the way of salvation. In John chapter 1, verse 4, the Bible tells us, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. In John 3, 19 through 21, it says, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. In other words, they don't want to repent. They don't want those sins taken away. But he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest. They are wrought in God. So, people who want to continue in their sin? Oh, yeah, they want Jesus saving them. I mean, who wants to go to a place called hell? But they want to live in their sin? Well, that's not repentance. And as Jesus said, except they repent, they shall all likewise perish. But Jesus is the light of this great and wonderful place. And that takes us to the new clean way of life in verses 24 through 27. Cleanness will prevail regardless of one's place in that day. In verse 24 it says, and the nations of them that are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. So the nations of the earth shows that there is an ongoing human life in the earth. And we're told the kings do bring their glory into it. Now that may be part of the ruling and the reigning with Christ. Remember in Revelation chapter 4, crowns were placed at his feet, showing that what he had given them is a place to rule. that they put those crowns at his feet, dedicating that reign and those rule to him. And so those crowns are to him. And now these kings, these ones that have been given this, they're bringing in their part in this kingdom. Now this may also show the difference between dwellers in earth that may be people saved so as by fire, and those with permanent residence in the new city that have this freedom to go in and out. We read in verses 25 and 26, it says there, "And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, and for there shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it." Well, I believe there's day and night on earth because there's a moon and there are stars. But this city will have no night in it, this new Jerusalem. Day and night on earth, but not there. And yes, all the saved can go in and out, but it might be that not all the saved have a home there. But not only do the kings bring their glory and honor to it, so too do the nations. I believe that even if you're not ruling with Christ, there may be a work to do in eternity. They say, do you believe that people saved so as by fire won't have a home in this eternal city? No, I'm not saying that, my friend. I'm just saying that that's a possibility, that they'll be on the earth and just be able to go in and out but not have a place there. That may not be it at all. I'm just saying there is going to be a difference in reward in heaven. There's going to be a great difference. I don't know what it is. So don't go to the bank and go out and tell people Bloom believes that if you don't really obtain reward, you don't really live like you're supposed to as a Christian, that you'll never get to walk inside that new Jerusalem. No, I think that people busy in that time will have opportunities, because here it says that the nations will bring in their honor and glory into it. And even if people are on the earth as their place, they will bring this into this great eternal city, where there are many mansions. But then we see verse 27. "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they that are written in the Lamb's book of life." Now, because there's no sin, there's no defiling aspects of this life that can come in. They are forever chained in the lake of fire. So there's no way anything like that will ever enter this place. It won't enter the new earth either. Those in the Lamb's Book of Life can come in. Even if they don't have a home there, they'll be able to come in. They'll be able to come in and out. To be quite honest with you, I have more of a tendency to think they may have a home there.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.